talk about two areas of the tefillas Yom Neroyim. One of them really is an area which is not the same dafkets of the Yom Neroyim, is the tefillah of Atzobar Chatonu, and it's which flows into Retit Lonu and the Alav Yovoi. The Anav Yosef in the Siddur Atzar Tefillah, so one of the Purushim is the Anav Yosef, and he has the following Ha'oran in the flow, which I think he has two Ha'oras which I think are very, very significant Ha'oras. One is he sees that there's a flow in all of our Tefillahs which we have Yom Neroyim, there's always a flow. There's a Tova Chartonu, a Titanonu, and then a Lekena Belkevas and a Yala B'yavu. So he sees that Betzim, which is an interesting question, in other words, I'm not sure he's been Mechadish, something which he's saying that the matzah of Klai Yisrael, right now Klai Yisrael is in a low matzah. But the reality is that Tova Chartonu, Kadosh Baruch Hu treats us really as the pinnacle of the Bria. So we feel proper that we can make a bakasha of Yala B'yavu, that the Baruch Hashem should Yeroy, Yeretzeh, etc. The Zichra and Abaseinu, Zichra Mashiach, Zichra Yerushalayim, Zichra Kolam Chavisi Zola Fanachal, Lifta Toiva, and we're making a bakasha that the Baruch Hashem should lift Klai Yisrael up from the lowly state that it's in, compared to what we know Kadosh Baruch Hu has told us what our relationship is supposed to be. So Tovar Chartonu Mikol Ami Mahaptu Sanu Rizis Bono, etc., which means we're put up there on a pedestal. The reality is that that is not happening, and therefore we're bringing Mavakesh the Tefillah of Yalav Yavu. That's the first R that he has. He doesn't address in that context the Tefillah of the Vatita Lano Hashem Elokeinu Ba'avos Yoim, which would be, it's all the Tefillahs. So the Yom Chag HaShavuos is that, Yom HaZikaron is that, Yom HaKippurim is that, etc. Where exactly that fits in. In other words, the flow is very clearly from Atobar Chatzon. So it's clear that if that's the picture we're supposed to look at, so Vatitan Lonu, what exactly is the placement of Vatitan Lonu? And Mechlal, if you think about it, obviously the goal of the tefillah is that the Rosh Hashanah gave us this Yom, and where we want to take out of the Yom, the Skulas HaYom. Rosh Hashanah, the tefillah is Melech HaKol Adam Kulo B'Kvedecha. On Yom Kippur, it's Mechol HaBasin HaYom HaKippur Mezeh. On the Chagim, it's HaSiyenu Hashem Elokeinu Berachas Mardecha. Let us be Mekabel Berachas Mardecha. So the Iker of the middle bracha is going to be, we have this day, and Rosh Hashanah, let us take out of the day, use the day, get out of the day we're supposed to get out of the day. Again, each Yom Tov will be whatever it's supposed to be. So then there's a clear flow from Matitan Lanu into Malecha Kolam Kulabi Chvedecha. That's really we'd see those two paragraphs being connected. Or Matitan Lanu and Vahasienu, Matitan Lanu and Mechal Abasenu Yom Kippur Mezeh, and Atovar Chatonu and Yalav Yavu are connected. So it needs to be understood why is Atovar Chatonu, Matitan Lanu, Yalav Yavoi, and then Melech HaKolam Kol B'Chvedecha. Why isn't the order Atovar Chatonu, Yalav Yavoi, Matitan Lanu, and Melech HaKolam? Seemingly that should be the right order. That's the order which I was nisar to thinking about what he said. Once he put those two things in context. Once spoke about by the Nilsa Chag and Shavuos, Bechlal, the Yalav Yavoi is a tefillah which we're trying to exactly understand exactly. It's such a significant, plays such a significant role in our tefillahs of Yom Tov. The way you master Rosh Chodesh is through Yalav Yavoi. Now, Yalav Yavoi doesn't really talk too much about the Rosh Chodesh Shabbat. It talks about the Baruch Hashem should be mekabel our tefillahs. The Baruch Hashem should be, our tefillahs should go up to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That Baruch Hashem should be, take our zikaron into consideration on this day. Why is it the tefillah which is, and that's cholamoy, that's how we say it. even and a Yom Tov, like front center is the Tefillah of Yalav Yavu, which you know we're not from the Baptist. But it says in the middle of Yom Hazikaron is that you wouldn't know that it has any shaychus of Shoshana per se. We see the connection to Rosh Hashanah, but you know, and it's very versatile. So you can like throw in Yom Chagashuah Zeb, Yom Hazikaron Zeb, Yom Kippur Zeb. It's like this generic Tefillah, which. Like, what exactly is its connection to Rosh Hashanah that I'm getting so nisar, you know, and I'm like having a long Shemoneh Esrei and thinking about so much about Yalav Yavu, like, what is Rosh Hashanah? So the understanding, I think, is that the Torah refers to the Moyadim or Moyadim, and the word Moyad is based on the concept of a place of meeting. Yeah, the Oil Moyad is a place of meeting. Avad is when we get, when Misvayet together means we get together. So the Moyadim are referred to as a Moyad is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael join together on a Moyad. We meet. There's a certain presence of the Shekhinah which exists in the Bria. The first talks about it very much, the idea that there's a Mikdash in Malkum, there's a Mikdash in Zman. The Mikdash in Zman is Shabbos and the Moyadim. So Shabbos and Moyadim, we meet with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We connect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even more significantly, you see from Chazal that we talk about the Chasim of the Baruch of Shabbos is Makadosh Shabbos. The Baruch Hashem is the one who makes that meeting place. Right? The Baruch Hashem makes the meeting. So he sets up a place where he's going to meet us every week, once a week, he meets us. And Yom Tovim is Makadosh Shabbos Hazmanim. So Kleisel is the one who makes the meeting. The Rishon says, I'm willing to meet with you, but you set up the arrangements. You know, it's a different type of relationship, the meeting which we have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Yom Tovim, than the way we have on Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh, the Yom Tovim, etc. So the appropriate tefillah is when you're meeting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is that our Zikaron should be put Lefanecha. I mean, Zikaron, we say that the language of Zikaron, Zichronis, the Tabat the Mida, the Rosh Hashanah is Yom Zichron, and we have Tilo Zichronis. Now, human being remembers something, which means theoretically he could forget it, and he remembers it, and he works on remembering it. And if he doesn't remember it, it doesn't. You know, what does it mean? Because Baruch the Mida of Zichron, Rosh never forgets. There's a Yom Zichron. They have remembering. So what does Zichron mean? So sort of Dessler, you know, says his Taich. Which based on, you know, it's clear that that's how the tefillahs were set up, it's how the Rishonim explain the tefillahs, etc. The idea of Zikaron is, by Kodesh Baruch Hu, is that he takes us into consideration. The Rishonim always knows about us and always is aware of everything that we do, etc. But he takes into consideration, he does something with it and about it, that's the time of Zikaron. The same way, when I think about, I remember something, what I'm really doing is I am putting it in my front of my mind to take it into consideration. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is being a Yom Zikaron by Kodesh Baruch Hu means it's a day which we are front center in Kodesh Baruch Hu's eyes, he's thinking about us. So every Moyed Betzim has that Mida. The idea of a Mida of a Moyed is that we meet with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a time for that the Rishon's presence is more present in the world. So the gap between us and Kodesh Baruch Hu is lessened and we are able to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the correct tefillah is that this at this moment I want to be front center in your face, lefonecha. That's our barakosh. That's where Yalav Yavu's function is. So the flow of Vetitan Lanu and Yalav Yavu is very clear then. The flow is Vetitan Lanu. Hashem gave us this day, and therefore we have the strength, we have the right, we are empowered to request that therefore our zikaron should be put, our presence should be in front of you, because this day is a day which has that mita of being available to meet with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So then the flow of the paragraphs would be the way that the Anuf Yosef is suggesting, is which means the Russian created Klal Yisrael with the situation of a relationship. Barsham was Baruch Hu, he loves us, he's right in us, etc. What it means. And he gave us now, he gave us the days which we can reconnect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. and therefore we're being mevakesh that will let us use out the power that you gave us in these days to the point where it'll re-establish a relationship to the point that you want, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will want to expand it to Mashiach, Yerushalayim, etc. I think that's the flow of the paragraphs. And then the last paragraph, which is the Birchas Mordecha, is almost like saying, I don't want to use the words, even if the Rosh Hashanah doesn't take that Zikaron all the way to the point of the Zikaron Yerushalayim Rekachecha, Zikaron Cholam Chabesis, but at least let us take away V'Hasienu Birchas Mordecha. Give us, Hasienu means pile up on us. Pile up on us the Birchas Mordecha. So, the bakasha which we have in Rosh Hashanah is that this skulas hayom of Rosh Hashanah is the malecha kolim kol bichvadecha, and the Bereshim should express that skulas hayom. I think that's the havana that based on his aura. The second aura which I saw in him, which would fits along the same lines, a lot of the foreshi had to feel talk about. There's bechira, there's ava, there's ritzu, there's reitza. What are these different moments? And they suggest Bechir was, so one portion says Bechir was connected Pesach, because that's when the Rosh Hashanah was cursed priest with Avram, and the Ava is connected Shavuos, and the Reutz is Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah was put a Shechina amongst us, etc. Different Pshatim. He suggests that every Yontif really has its own Taich. There's seven things mentioned in the paragraph. Tavar Chatanu Kalamim, Haftu Yisonu, Sisabonu, Ramatonu, Kidashtonu, Keravtonu, and the Shimcha Aleno Karos. So there's seven things in the paragraph. He says each one of the Yom Tovim has a different seven. There's Pesach has its element of the Bechira and the Av and the Ritz, the Rod, etc. And the same thing with Shavuos, same thing with Sukkot. So he goes through how he understands Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. He doesn't talk about Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. It's in the Pirush where he talks about the Pirush HaTefillah for the Yom Tovim. So he says over there how he understands the different Yom Tovim. Okay. However, he does not come back with a parallel piece by the Tfilas Yom and the Roim and say, well, and based on what I said before, so there's an element of Abba and Rosh Hashanah, there's an element of the Bechira, etc. He doesn't explain what those are. I had some thoughts on it, and I'm not going to tell you them. I think that maybe just that thought itself is something that when a person is davening and the person stands on Rosh Hashanah and he thinks about how Rosh Hashanah is representative of the person as being Bechira and Klal Yisrael and the Avon, etc. I think that's something which would be Ma'arar peace, and I think each person himself really should be Ma'arar to that Nakuda of how, like we spoke about a little bit, that Rosh Hashanah Milvad, the element of the Yom HaDin, which is very overwhelming proposition. But there's the simcha of Rosh Hashanah, there's the kibbutz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Rosh Hashanah is interested in what we're doing, to the point that he wants to judge us, and he cares about human beings, and he cares about Klal Yisrael, etc. And the relationship is such that we are dealt with, sometimes maybe more harshly than the Mizraelim, because we're more important than Mizraelim. And I think that's something to think about. Okay, that's. One, that's the second aura. Third aura, I want to go back to the tefillahs of L'chein Tein Pachtucho. I want to share with you two basic thoughts. In your machzorim, it's printed as five paragraphs. I'm not sure who decided to make it as five paragraphs. I think actually correctly it's really three paragraphs, because the Zohar and others talk about it, they refer to it as there's the three. This tefillah was with Niskan Ayyadei Rav, this is the tefillah that Rav, the Mura Rav, wrote. And the language of the Zohar is that there are three Ubechains. The word Ubechain is found three times in the tefillah of Rav. There's three, and each one represents something else, a piece of the Kabbalah, there's different things that represent. So I just think if you look at this is not my Hora yet, but just the foundation of the Hora. Uvachein tzaddikim yiru v'yismachu. Vishar mi'aloizu. Everything, v'chol v'shar kula when it's not an end of a thought. When the Bereshit takes away Mamshelos Hadoyim and Oretz, and the Bereshit is Moilech Levado, Al Kol Maasecha, and in Har Siyarin, that is when the Tzidkim will be Yiru Yismachu. And then the last paragraph is like, you know, the main Chasima, which you start off with, you know, right before the Chasima, we say we Kedosh Tovin Arishemecha Brachatash Malach Kadosh, which is the you're talking about Kadosh, you're talking about Malchus. So it's four paragraphs. I don't know why there's a break before Vesim Lachatash Malavadecha. I'm not sure why it's printed independently. Who decided that? Okay, this pasuk, Kachasu Vayigbash Vayigbah Hashem Tzvokes Vamishpat Vakela Kadosh Nikdash Vitztoka. So the Rosh is Kadosh, he's Nairo. There's nobody other than him. Like it says, Vayigbah Hashem Tzvokes Vamishpat Vakela Kadosh Nikdash Vitztoka. Based on that pasuk, therefore we know Rosh is Kadosh Nairo, and it made him come Bialadecha. And that's the Chasima. Before the bracha of Melech HaKadosh. What exactly is the Mesadri HaTfila, the Rav, who's Mesadri HaTfila, and actually this is really a Gemara. The Gemara uses this pasuk to refer to the Seres Yamim Shabbat Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. What exactly are you saying in the pasuk? So let's look at the pasuk in context. The pasuk in Yeshaya, and it's a part of a Nevuah of Yeshaya, which is poignant, I think is the right word for it. It's a very poignant Nevuah. It's very, very, you know, it's a beautiful Nevuah of what a Kadosh Baruch Hu's dream for Klal Yisrael is, and how we have not lived up to those aspirations that Kadosh Baruch Hu had for us. So I want to read you the basic points of the Nevuah and up to this pasuk. Ashirinol ledidi shiras doiri lekarmai. I'm going to sing. The Navi says I'm going to sing a shir that the doiri the Rashi says about his karam. Karam hayu ledidi bekaren ben shaman. My yedid, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's yedid, Klal Yisrael. He's singing in the place of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The person says that the person is the deed of Klal Yisrael, and he had a karen, and the karen was off in the corner, Ben Shaman, a place which is very, very fertile, Vayaz Keyu, and he put a fence around it, Vayasaklev, he removed all the stones, Vayitayu Serek, and he put it in at very, very good vines, even Migdol B'Soich, he put a watchtower in the middle, Vayamiyakav Chatziba, he made a wine press. We wanted to produce anovim, which is good grapes. Vayas beushim, and it produced beushim, which are either bad grapes or some other type of wild thing which grows and it's not very, very tasty. That's the Russian's picture for Klai. We're the Karam of Kadosh Baruch Hu. He plants us, he takes care of us, he does everything for us. And the Russian was expecting to see beautiful pears out of Klai, so, and it didn't happen. The Russian says, "Now I want you to judge. Look at the deal. What more could I have done for my karam? Well, which I didn't do. I did everything that you could do for a karam. Because I'll go through what each thing represents. How the Russian, you know, the different hanhagos Kadosh Baruch Hu have a Klal Yisrael that deserved better." Why did I expect to get an oven when I got bushim instead? I got the bad fruits. The Russian says, "Now I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do with my karam." Okay? I'm going to take away the fence. I'm going to take away the protection. Right? I'm going to leave it. Going to be desolate. Lo yizamer, I won't prune it. Lo yadir, I'm not going to weed it. Well, Hashem v'shayish, it'll grow thorns. Well, anovim atzavim mihamtir lo motel. Tell the clouds stop giving it water. Ki kerem Hashem tzavokis beis Yisrael. Klaisel is the kerem Hashem tzavokis. Mamash Bereshim made us the kerem Hashem tzavokis. Bereshim, we're the apple of His eye. This is the shashuim of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vaykavle mishpat, vehine mispach. I wanted to get mishpat out of Klal Yisrael that he should do the right thing, and instead I got mispach. Different portion was exactly what mispach means. You know, different pshatim. It means they became ganovim. Lead stalker. I hope the Klal Yisrael is going to produce stalker. I have people moaning out from how the nation is taking advantage of them. And then he starts explaining. So the rich person has a neighbor who's a poor person. So he's a chacham. He wants to buy the thing for cheap. So he lends the guy money, offers him money. The guy can't pay back at the end. So he takes the soda for the payment. Takes the house for the payment, and he expands his house. And all this year, expanded their houses. There was no place for any aniyim. At Ephes Mokim, there's no place left. You're going to sit all by yourself. So the person says, okay, they're going to be desolate. They're beautiful mansions, nothing's left. Okay, and it goes through that. Then he says, you get up in the morning, you run after wine, beer, you stay up late at night, you're drinking your wine. You're having a good time with your music. Behind Mishtayim, you're drinking your wine. They don't look at what a Kadosh Baruch Hu has done in the world. The Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, which he gave. They don't look at the Bria, the Gevurah that Kadosh Baruch Hu does in the Bria. We're going to Golus. The Pasuk says, next Pasuk says, okay, Gehenim, expand yourself, get ready. Because we are into Gehenna is going to go Hadara, the covered Bahamunah and the members of Yerushalayim Bahamunah, its people Usharnah, and all of the different the multitudes which are there, and they're going to enjoy yourself there, Klal Yisrael. See what it feels like when you're in Gehenna. Vayishach Adam, Vayishpal Ish. Human beings have become lowered. They've lowered the level of humanity has been diminished. And the Russian will take down the Gevoyim. That's the context of the pasuk. The Russian will come out. So Chazal say that the Mishpat is going against the Rishoyim, all of Kaisa which done terrible things and what they deserve, etc. That is the mishpat, is the strict justice that Bereshit will give out to them that they deserve terrible punishment for what they've done. Kadosh Baruch Hu is also mishpat b'Rishoyim. His name is Nigba b'Avim Chazal say, so the tzaddikim will look and say, "Wow, look how great a Kadosh Baruch Hu is." Rekela Kadosh Nigdash b'Stoka, but with the tzaddikim, the Bereshit will be annoyed with the meter of Stoka, which is a more mild justice, and a kale of kodesh, which means the meat of a kodesh baruch, which is kale, which is the meat of rachamim, has a meat of rachamim in it. He'll be in his kaddish through that. For the tzaddikim, he has no ego that's different on haga, and therefore baruch kvasim kedavram v'charves meichim garam yechelu, and they will go back to get what was properly theirs. The tzaddikim will be able to reacquire that which had been usurped from them improperly by the rishon. That's the nevuah. It's a scary nevuah. You know, the Kadesh HaTov and Arish HaMelech HaMelech HaKadosh. So the Gemara brings this pasuk. The Gemara says, one Mandarma says, the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Yud Beis, it says, what's the halacha if you say a Kel HaKadosh and a Melech HaKadosh? So Rabbi says no, Rabbi says yes. It rises from this pasuk. Because when is it? Vayi B'Hashem Tzavakot B'Mishpat V'Sar Yom Shabim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. And it still says, V'Kel HaKadosh. So you see the bracha of a kelah kodesh is acceptable. We pass not. We have no right to put ourselves under the category of the people who get nikdash b'tzedaka, get the treatment of tzedaka. We're right now under the weight of the anhaga of mishpat. And that's it. There's Baruch Hashem will come with strict judgment, and we have to be choshish. We all have to deal with it as if we're dealing with just Hamelech HaKadosh. There's no haga of rachamim. Specifically in Rosh Hashanah, we definitely approach it like that. There's no Hashem Hashem, which is Kel Rachamim Vachanan. There's no midas. You give midas rachamim in Rosh Hashanah. The only exception in Rosh Hashanah, you give midas rachamim, is b'shas hitzor sefer Torah. You tell the hashpoah of Torah and the Bria. One of my chaverim one time said, b'shas you take up the sefer Torah. You tell the kayach of Torah and the Bria. You can ask for midas rachamim in Rosh Hashanah also. But otherwise, forget it. It's not the geya. Kel Melech Yishev Akisik Din is the lashon of the Medrash. So you can't say Kamelach Yeshua Kisei Rachamim because he's not, he's Yeshua Kisei Din. So we say Melech HaKadosh. So the Pasuk says the Mishpat which Hashem judges us isn't just we did something wrong. It's the Hashem says I prepared you, I gave you the wherewithal to become the greatest of the great, the highest of the high. And you didn't do it, and that's where the meat of mishpat is so overwhelming. That's the word. That's the puzzle that you're going to say immediately before you say Melech HaKadosh. Understand the mishpat is grounded in the expectation of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was supposed, what we were supposed to be and what we're not. And Klal Yisrael, the flow of the psukim before Klal Yisrael is the Kerem Hashem Tzavok is based Yisrael. And the tzaddikim yiru v'yismachu and simchat Hashem and klaisol is ten kavod lamecha. We're there. We're so great. You know, we get a special treatment. Yeah, we do get a special treatment. The special treatment is where were you? It's an overpowering. If you look at the pesukim, it's overpowering. Overpowering. So just I think that the hug of kaddish. Is that the Bereshit is beyond comprehension. That's the Hanhag of Kaddish. The Bereshit is muvdol from the human being's mind, able to. And Bereshit Mecha means we're scared to even the Bereshit Shem, which is the way we express the Bereshit Hanhag, is called a shame. I use the word shame to designate something. I spoke of that before. But Bereshit Mecha means even the shame of Kaddish Baruch Hu, we're scared to attempt to try and say, because we don't know it's beyond our ability to understand. So Bereshit is Kaddish. Even a shame. Right, Atokadosh v'Shimcha Kadosh. Even your shame is beyond our comprehension. Shame, which means what we do see about Kadosh Baruch Hu, his hanhag and lebriya, is also Kadosh. There's no error. We're scared to even. Ve'en lekami baladecha. So it brings this pasuk. You know, ve'en lekami baladecha. There's a lot of psukim which talk about nobody but Kadosh Baruch Hu. Takasuv. The pasuk of Rosh is Vayigba Hashem Tzavakas Mishpat. So one of two possibilities, either again beside the mishpat of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, I think would be the simple understanding is beside the mishpat of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, nobody can stop him, and therefore that's where we see an ein Eloi Ami Aladecha. Or maybe Kakasum is not really going back on this last line; it's going back on the whole paragraph, all the paragraphs above. The end of Simchat Hashem Aladecha is that you are Kaddish, Rishim Kaddish, and there's nothing else beside you. That's the end. In other words, I would put the comma in a different place. Again, I don't know who decided to cut the paragraph there. Because you kakasu, right? Because kadosh atav and roshim echrein vein olami baladecha. That's going to be the final havana of what we're going to have. Kakasu, everything which you've been talking about, all goes under this hanhaga of the mishpat of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, which we are now. Witnessing. Okay, that's the first tahara on these paragraphs. I mean, it's a second tahara. If you excuse me, for learning a lot of Yeshaya with you today. It's also based on Simchat Hashem Levadecha. Okay, so that paragraph. So they bring a Pirush Rashi on Siddur. Rashi says, "V'niskav Hashem levado b'yamahu." That's a famous pasuk, and that's a song nowadays. Baruch Hashem, everybody knows it. It's also a pasuk in Yeshaya. The shiras Yedidia the Karma is in Kapitel Hay. Kapitel Bays is at first glance, this such a beautiful nevuah, and the second glance is such a scary nevuah. So, Kapitel Aleph is the nevuah of Chazon Yeshayahu ben Amoitz, which is not, you know, which we say Shabbos Chazon, right? It's a very sad nevuah. So the Kapitel Beis is a nevuah. It will be in the end of the days. The Har Beis Hashem, Barosh HaHorim, Benisa Mikvos. The Har Kadosh Baruch Hu will be raised up and found and with a strong foundation over everything around it. Venore love Kol HaGoyim, the whole world will stream forth to the Beis Hamikdash. V'Halchu Amim Rabim, all the nations will come. V'Amar, they'll say, L'chum V'Nal El Har Hashem, let's go up to the Har Hashem. Basically, like a yakter to the house of Klal Yisrael. The Yerenu Midrachah will learn there. The Nechal Baruch Hashem will go in his ways. Kimi Tzitzit and Teitz Yitzara. The Baruch Hashem Yerushalayim. It's the Nebu of Achaz Yomim. The Shafi Ben Hagoyim. The Baruch Hashem will judge amongst the nations. The Chiyach Lamim Rabim. Kisu Chav Resom. The Itim. The Chanas Yisiyem. The Mas Mirois. The Yisrael Goyal Goyal Cherev. The Yimu Loyim Lchamo. Beautiful Nebu. The Vuah of Mashiach is a gorgeous Nebuah. Okay, it doesn't stop there. It says, Beis Yaakov, L'chu v'nelcha Bar Hashem. Go, you, Klal Yisrael. That's all of the Umayis. You, go, Bar Hashem. Ki notashra amcha Beis Yaakov. You left your foundations. Ki molu mikedem. Your houses are full of the philosophies of the East, of the Chinese. V'adonim ka plishtim. You have full of your adonim, your getchkas from the plishtim. And you're making yourself full and happy with the things which the goyim have developed. A lot of money. A lot of horses. And there's no limit to your chariots. And you have your vodazoras. When you bow down to what your hand produces, what your fingers have produced. And the same pasuk you have in Kapitel Hay. Vayishach Adam, Vayish Balish. Human beings are diminished. Boy, but sir, be tum and be offered. You better go hide yourself. When they pachad Hashem, and may hard to go in. Ein agav osadam shafel v'shach rum anashim v'niska v'Hashem levada b'yamahu. That's the nevuah. Rav Schwab has a sefer. They put out his sefer from his shurim on Yeshayo. He says this nevuah is a nevuah of Beita, not Achishem. Klaus is not deserving. Klaus is not deserving, but the Russian is going to bring Mashiach Beita. So we're going to walk on the street, and Mashiach is walking down the street. We're going to walk on the street. And there'll be Tchias HaMesim, and Avraham Avinu will be walking down the street. So once there was a mice of the Prime Minister, one time he asked to tell me, he says, you know, what would you do if David HaMelech walked into the Beis Medrash right now? So he's the covered to go, Rezei Shalom Aleichem. Cover not to go, Rezei Shalom Aleichem. Like, you know, the Brachim sat, you know, the Talmidim sat and declared back and forth what's proper, etc. He said, it's irrelevant. The Kedusha of David HaMelech was so powerful, you would be burnt to a crisp. You wouldn't exist. You'd be cowering in your corner from the pachad of the kedusha of David HaMelech. Boibat sir, he told me, go hide yourself. And they pachad Hashem, I'm here going. Kavu chayimer ben Baruch Hashem, when Mashiach comes be'ita, Klal Yisrael, you didn't deserve it. You're full of, your houses are full of, you know, your philosophy is from the goyim. Your focus on money is like the goyim. Your world is full of science and technology. You bow down to what you human beings have produced. You define yourself by your chariots and your military might. Does it sound familiar? I mean, this is us. Vayishach Adam, Vayish Balish. The human being became diminished. We computers run our lives. We are the human beings. Godless is totally been forgotten. What a human being can develop into, and Mashiach is going to come and show you what you're supposed to look like. And Russia is going to come with his presence, and you're going to be pachad neira, hiding from where the bearers from a kadosh baruch hu. Any guy was Adam Shafal. At that point in time, all your gaiva that you're so wonderful and you're so smart and you've accomplished so much and you know so much and you've unlocked the secrets of the universe. Shafal, it's just going to be this. The Ruma Nashim will just totally collapse. And that's what Niska Hashem Levad Debeimo. That's what the worship will be Niska. That Niska is built from the words Gavoya and Sagi, which means very Gavoya. The Kaiser will just realize the relationship was totally off. It's totally off. How he's here, you know, it's like, you know, we can accomplish a lot. Bershom is a very nice fellow, helps us out. The relationship is wrong. You know, and this is what we're going to feel like when Mashiach comes. They one time said the Biskur Rav, says, you know, he says, the Rambam says you're vechiyev to wait for Mashiach. Vechiyev to wait for Mashiach, he says, somebody said, you know, he says, when Mashiach comes, the busha is going to be so overwhelming that you're not going to know what to do with yourself, where to hide from your busha. But what's kind of time, the Shetach and Rambam, you're vechiyev to wait for Mashiach, so davart of Mashiach. You know, we picture this nice, warm, you know, Avraham will be there to greet us, and Yaakov will stand by and smile, and it'll be wonderful, and gemalik. You're going to feel like stupid idiots. We'll look back at our lives and we'll realize how we wasted a life. What we're supposed to be. And the pain will be so overwhelming, and the embarrassment will be so overwhelming. People got out of their minds, will become insane from the embarrassment. Come on. That's what Niska Hashem Levad Debeimo. There's nothing else but a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing. Okay, so now let's go back to the paragraphs. So we come to Hashem, we're waiting for you, you should put your pachad on us. The Rajam says, Maaseh is referring to Klal Yisrael. We're called the Maaseh Hashem. The Maaseh is called Maaseh Barosa. We're called Maaseh, again, it's referring to Klal Yisrael. And we're going to do your leva b'leva of Sholem. Hashem, give cover to your arm. Pishkun peh l'miyachim loch. Hashem will give a pishkun peh l'darshecha, tikvah zeva l'darshecha, pishkun l'miyachim loch, simcha l'artsecha. Tzadikim yiru yismachu, when you're, where do we fit into this picture? You know, we're making a bakasha. So a person who makes it his life is Kavod Hashem, his life is about the Baruch Shalom, and he puts in the Baruch Shalom first and himself second. So he has a right to say, he has a right to make such a bakasha. Baruch Shalom gives Kavod. What does Baruch Shalom give Kavod? Like all of a sudden now that's the place. It's all about Malchus Hashem. But part of Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kavod Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael, through thick and thin, held on to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So there's a Kavod Hashem, there's a Kiddush Hashem, the Klal Yisrael accomplished in the Bria. There's a very scary, the Bera Gerla, in the beginning of Hilchos Gezeila, we talked about the Disser of Gezel Akum. See, he brings from the Smag. The Smag says, you know, Gezel Akum, what's also, you know, he says, Bereshit Gemim Mashiach. And Umar Zalman is going to say, Bereshit, you're tzaddik, you're yosher. You bring Mashiach for this conniving, lowly, reshoyim, ganovim nation? He said, can you imagine the chil Hashem which is going to take place when Mashiach comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu's name, based on because how Klal Yisrael acted improperly over the generations? That's what the Smag says. He says, we better make sure that we act properly, that ends up being a cover for Kadosh Baruch Hu when he brings Mashiach. It shouldn't be a chil Hashem when he brings Mashiach. But the Umash and Lodman say, for these people, you or Amos bring a Mashiach for these Shakranim? It's like, I mean, he has a little long Musa Shmuz over here on the side of the Beragala. Doesn't use the right Musa Shmuz on the side of the Beragala. If you noticed over your life, the Beragala is not the most, that's not his function usually. But he brings a whole long piece about it. It's just like, this Makasha is predicated on the fact that's what we really put a Kadosh Baruch Hu first. and a Klai Yisrael, which puts a Kodesh Baruch Hu first, has a right to ask for Tein Pachtucha. Bresha should give us a Pachad. Why should he? Why, what's the point? Be fine, Bresha's all give. Bresha should be Achishena. He should give you early. Why do you deserve it? Mechat Hesi. Oh, you have a right to it. Because Klai Yisrael is that's what your life looks like. There's a mandam of the Gemara that the chesima of the Kadesh Yisrael that we said the you say Kedushas Hayoyim together with Kedushas Hashem. This is the place to say Kedushas Hayoyim. Rosh Hashanah is all about. We don't pass like that. We say Kedushas Hayoyim separately. But there's a mandam in the world that says you say Kedushas Hayoyim and Kedushas Hashem. This is where it belongs. Klai Yisrael, we're davening Kadosh Baruch Hu should be the Melech. We have to define ourselves. That's really what we really want. So, you know, I mentioned from Revolva. Revolva says that the din is not on the over, it's not on the osir. The din is on. She says, well, how well your Rosh Hashanah goes, you become a Machu the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I think I've said it a little bit differently. The din is on how much you want the Kodesh Baruch Hu to be your Melech. That's the din. If that's the din, so, and that's what the feelers are talking about. We want the Kodesh Baruch Hu to be the Melech, 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 Melech. The belt says very pertinent. You know, the Yom HaChuppah is one of the most powerful moments a person will ever have in their lifetime. The koach of tefillah that the person has at the Yom HaChuppah, Mechilas Avonis, especially Yom Kippur, just for them, especially Mechilas Avonis, the kedusha the Bershon puts, he's putting, making two people into one. It's a tremendous moment of. So one of the other chassidus once says, "I don't understand. We have such wonderful chassanim and kalas." And zikr under the kippah, the davening from Mashiach. In such a halakha moment, and such tefillahs, and such halakha people, how is it possible Mashiach didn't come? That was the kasha that he asked. Now you have to realize, like, you know, so kasha, we didn't necessarily think of the kasha, which is good that he, you know, this rebbe was pashat, that was on his mind, you know. So he says, so you go to the chassan and say, you know, your tefillahs. We're in Iskabel, and Mashiach is here right now. We got to go to Yerushalayim. He says, can you please wait 1 minute? I just want to Mekadosh the Kala first. Just, can you wait 1 minute, please? He says, that's what Mashiach doesn't tell. That's what he answered. At the end of the day, we put ourselves first. At the most halakha moment, you know, at the end of the day, we still put ourselves first. So, Mashiach, that's not the world of Mashiach. The world of Mashiach, we put a Kodesh Baruch Hu first. It's a vitz, you know. It's a very wise saying by a very wise man, and it's besides being very wise, it happens to be very true. And that's why it's very wise. It's not just a good line, you know. The din in Rosh Hashanah is the person is being convey himself to be a tzir neman. L'karnai, I'm not in the mood. So what? You're not in the mood, but you work here. You know, you get paid. You work here. You got to do it anyway. That's the job. We have a job description. We got to do it anyway. I think that's maybe the second horror that I have in the tefillah, or the third horror that I have in the tefillah of the Chinuch.